Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Well, Michelle, Catherine Deneuve once said, after a certain age, you have to choose between your fanny and your face. What in the heck does that mean? We have...
Does your face go down to your fanny? Is that what that means?
No. We're talking about, you know, junk in the trunk or... Oh, God. This whole thing. Everything, seriously, about aging. I just need to pop a Prozac. We have Dr. John Zanis, who is board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And oh boy, is he going to tell us all about why you no longer have to choose between your face or your fanny as you age. Dr. Zanis, welcome to Her Radio. What did Catherine Deneuve mean by that?
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, that's sort of been a long-standing kind of misconception in Hollywood and lay public too. And she meant that as you age, obviously you lose a little bit of fat from your face. And
Right. People
know that less fat in the face looks aged. It doesn't look as youthful as the, you know, young puffy cheeks that we once had. So they were trying to reserve as much fat in their face as they could, but get rid of it in other places like the backside or the thighs. And so if you dieted and exercised and were very fit, you would lose the fat where you didn't want it, but you'd also lose it in the places that you did, and that was the face. So nowadays that's no longer the case because of things like fat transfer, facial fillers, stuff that I'm sure you know all about. So ways that we can reverse some of the facial atrophy of fat and restore a youthful look while maintaining a good fit body overall.
Oh, so facial.
So
I like that.
How do you
atrophy.
Do this? Yeah, you know, well, so we're walking around with facial atrophy here. Everything's heading south, including my damn face. I mean, just
you know,
kill me born. Now, you know.
I mean, you're born with
so
only
what are you
so
supposed
many fat
to do?
Cells.
Yeah.
You're only born with so many fat cells, and you know,
that's
babies
right.
have those nice round cheeks, and from there on, it's just we're losing it. And when you get to a point where you've got the sunken cheeks and the temples, and you've seen it between, you know, the bones in your hands, those are all signs of advanced age.
Oh.
And so a lot of cosmetic surgery and rejuvenation has been focused over the past decade on fat transferring and restoring fat in places where you actually want it to maintain a look. So it's something that I actually do a lot of, and it's as simple as taking a little bit of fat from a part of your body where you don't want it and moving it to a place that you do.
So, Dr. Zanis, I have to tell you something. I've lost a tremendous amount of weight, and there is no fat left. There was no place for them to... I went to see if I could have fat put in, and there just isn't any fat where they could take it and put in my face, and I do have... My face is hollowing. I'm 56 years old, and I'm not going to gain the weight back because I have a condition that is not going to allow me to do that. So what can I do? I know there are fillers, but, you know, what's the latest, greatest thing for me to do for my face?
Well, really, fillers are going to be your best option, and fortunately, they're coming out with new ones all the time. So if you don't have your own fat to harvest and use, which a lot of people are in that situation after losing a lot of weight, there's hyaluronic acid fillers, which are used for...
Juvederm
and Restylane and all those things. Yeah. The newer ones, you mentioned Voluma, is still in hyaluronic acid, but with a larger particle size. So
They
are more volumizing and they last a lot longer. So things like the Restylane Lift or the, it used to be Perlane, Juvederm Voluma is incredibly popular these days. Those I use in the cheeks almost daily because they're so easy. It comes out of a syringe. It's a naturally occurring product that you already have in your body, and so it's very safe and lasts about 2 years. So it's really made it convenient to restore some volume in areas that you need it without even having to have a surgery.
Is there any place you can put what? Is there any place where you can put in where there's the hollowing underneath the cheek area? Because that's where I get it, is in the chin area, and there's that hollowing that's not so pretty.
Yep, you can use it there too. You have to be careful if you're trying to restore fat loss. Fillers work great. If it's a bony loss, and you know sometimes the facial bones, the mandible, the maxilla, they atrophy as well, similar to having osteoporosis in other parts of your body.
Really?
If you're losing volume in the chin or in the jaw and it's looking slimmer, you can disguise it with fillers, but the best thing in that situation is to use more of an implant, like a solid silicone implant, or there's lots of them, to restore volume to the face. People don't do that as much anymore, but definitely those who have severe cases will.
I've seen it done. I've seen it done on my girlfriends who've had facelifts, and they will put an implant in them to bring back that volume. Mm-hmm. That
bring
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So how often do you need to have the fillers done?
How often do you have to have fillers done?
Right.
Well, usually yearly, once a year. Some of these ones we just mentioned last about 2 years. But on average, if you're doing around the mouth, the lips, the cheeks, all those areas that are very mobile, product tends to break down and get resorbed a little bit quicker. And so most of my patients will come in yearly. And you can expect to spend anywhere from $600 to $3,000, depending on how many syringes you need.
I'd need $3,000 worth.
Oh, geez. Michelle, please. Now, how do you, some women freak out at the thought that they might walk out looking like a chipmunk, with just like puffy little cheeks and stuff. How is that avoided?
Well, for one, you have to go to somewhere that you can trust. So make sure that this person is credentialed well and has done this a lot. So that's the first key. But speaking to them about your expectations, most of my patients tell me, I don't want to look puffy. I don't want these big duck lips. I don't want to look like a round face. And I understand that, and I agree. Once in a while, someone will say, I really want big, huge lips, for example. And, they need to be able to communicate that well. But in general, communication, and then also taking it slowly and showing them in the mirror as you go, what do you think of this? Do you want more? Do you want less? We do some of that where I'll put a syringe in and then stop and ask the patient, what do you think? Because you can see the result immediately. So a lot of times they'll say, yeah, let's try another one. And so it's just a back and forth and being open.
Smart. That's smart. How long does the fat, how much of the fat when you transfer it actually stays in the face? Do you have to do it multiple times?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, if it's done properly, 80 to 90% of the fat will survive forever. So there is a little bit that will resorb. There is some that will resorb. And so we kind of over-treat a little bit.
Yeah.
But in general, most of it does survive. So if you're doing face, it usually one treatment is all you need, unless there's a little asymmetry or something that needs a minor touch-up. We also put fat in the butts. So I don't know if you've heard of the Brazilian butt lift, but that's all the rage these days.
That's what I've heard.
And becoming, that's the number one procedure nowadays as far as growth. And started in Brazil, really hot in Miami and other parts of southern U.S., but in North Carolina,
that's
we're
amazing.
Doing lots of Brazilian butt lifts. So it's
well, I'm going to tell you something.
How about implants?
That would never work for me. Seriously, I was born and raised like a little.
Don't.
I have a boy's butt. It's completely flat. You'd need like 600 J-Lo's to be able to make
no
up.
No bragging.
For
no bragging.
Got it. No, it just doesn't happen here. I want everyone to run on over to Zanis, Z-A-N-N-I-S, plasticsurgery.com to learn more about Dr. John Zanis and his wonderful work. He's helped us choose between, there is no choice between face or fanny. You could have them both as you age. Thank you, Dr. Zanis. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.